BBC. Hold the City, starring Leela Rulas as Sahila, Edward McLean as Greg, Hugh Quarshie as Rick, and Lauren Drummond as Chantal.
I thought your son was on the table.
Earl, I said I'm sorry.
You stupid woman, I thought you were!
The honeymoon's over between him and Annalise, and he's in a foul mood.
Poor Mr. Griffin.
Dr. Petrenko!
I don't suppose I could ever possibly persuade you to return to Holby, Dr. Petrenko.
Any fool can drive. You need a friend.
You'll teach me.
I'm leaving.
How's your portfolio coming along?
Very well, thank you.
Seems to have been left rather to the last minute. Not ideal.
Have you seen this?
Autumn ambitions include the achievement of an excellence in teaching rating.
Focus on the Socratic method of teaching.
Everything you say, I listen to it. Please, don't go.
Butterflies by Paul Matthew Thompson. Greg standing lost in thought in a corridor when a trauma team burst in with a patient, Sahira leading them.
Abramo Zappullo, 24, building site accident, 2 left broken ribs, cardiac tamponade, raised CVP, I did a pericardiocentesis with an ultrasound, seized spine immobilisation. There's a scar on his chest, rucksack.
Run the check, find out his history.
Straight into theatre.
You saved his life.
Bought us some time.
Pericardiocentesis in the back of an ambulance. Very impressive.
He's just getting mended.
Later in theatre.
The aspiration has improved his condition. Still signs of pericardial effusion.
Sahira notices something on the ultrasound screen. Greg turns to look as well.
What the hell?
He's got 2 hearts.
Chantel's at the wheel of Rick's car.
We always stay and play at Embassa.
You'll pull in after these cars.
Me, Bex, few of the girls. Treat yourself to a holiday, Chantel. Proper celebration.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
All the best drivers pass second time round.
What time's the test?
Late afternoon. That way I'll miss the traffic.
Reverse parking. That space.
So gloomy, January. I need some sunshine.
You need to concentrate.
She reverses into the space alarmingly quick, nearly knocking over Hansen.
I suggest you spend the rest of your shift in quiet contemplation. I assume you've seen this.
Yeah, it's rather excessive.
Excessive, crude, coarse, not to mention exploitative.
Serves a purpose, though.
It's never a good idea to let the patients set the agenda.
No, but in the light of our new FT status, the publicity will be beneficial.
A PR operation.
Brave new world, Mr. Griffin. Pioneering clinical trial, teaching, training.
Sentiments to impress the governors?
Sentiments all good universities aspire to. I've been toying with a strap line. Your health is our business. Certain ring to it.
Henrik, you know I'm committed to training.
That remains to be seen.
As long as it's done for the right reasons. As long as it's effective.
Effective? After what I've just witnessed in the car park, I think your training standards are slipping.
A teenager in her hospital bed.
Don't pick, Mum. Cindy, don't pick. Don't pick.
consent forms.
Good morning, I'm Henrik Hansen, Director of Surgery. This is Mr. Griffin, who will be coordinating the procedure.
You must be Cindy.
My little fighter.
I recognise you both from your picture in the paper.
Sub-story, only way to get things done.
The good news is that no more chemotherapy. The results of the biopsy are rather less encouraging. Cindy's liver has enlarged. Increased levels of bilirubin in the blood and urine.
Cholestatic jaundice?
A complication of chemo.
Indeed.
We can still go ahead.
Baseline tests have been extensive, I think we should proceed with extreme caution.
Yes, the surgery itself is relatively straightforward. Do bear with me. I'll summarise for Mr. Malik's benefit. Recessive dystrophic epidermolysis bullosa, inherited connective tissue disease, which causes severe skin fragility.
Stem cells will be collected from your sister, Kay. Bone marrow harvest under general anaesthesia, transfused into Cindy. Systemic correction of the underlying genetic fault.
Nurse Lane here has been trained for the specialist care provided, so I'll leave you in her capable hands. Keep her away from anything with wheels.
This is a high-risk trial. The results may well be inconclusive.
It's a risk worth taking.
Cindy's in safe hands. Mr. Griffin's the best.
Pre-op for Kay, please. And I'll leave you to settle in.
Hey, what's with Mr. Griffin today?
Oh, Hanson slapped him down. Something about staff training.
Mr. Zappoulos' CT scan, subepicardial hematoma.
Yeah, it's compressing the right ventricle.
Rafi phoned while you were answering the bat phone. Sounds urgent.
Thank you.
Did find a mobile, missed calls. 5 genus.
Time you called one of them back, then.
Greg heads through the double doors into the high dependency unit, where Sahira's at the patient's bedside. He opens a file and takes out a photo of the scan.
You said you were leaving. I couldn't let you go without telling you. Two hearts. It's worth a few stares, isn't it?
Previous heterotopic transplant. The injuries caused damage to the donor heart.
Left ventricle function is severely diminished. And we need to remove the hematoma.
It's risky surgery, isn't it? With both hearts connected. No Miss Naylor to offer an opinion.
And steal our thunder.
We'll run some more tests.
Remember, it's the members' dinner for the CTU funding tonight.
Yes, presentation's ready. I just need to put the dress on.
I'd like to read it.
As soon as it's printed.
My fault, distracting Miss Shaw with mundane medical matters.
I do hope the overnight hasn't compromised domestic arrangements.
No, Rafi knows how important this is.
Mr. Hope won't be joining you. Passing on the baton, I think is the phrase he used.
You mean I have to pitch for funding by myself?
Well, within your capabilities, I'd go with you myself, but I have a mountain of paperwork.
I'd be happy to step in.
I'm sure Miss Shah doesn't need hand-holding.
No, she doesn't.
I wish you were to get some interest. Two of us work in the room. Double our chances. Money's in the bag.
Surprised you own a suit, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, I'm full of surprises.
You mail me a copy when you've finished?
Sure.
At AAU reception, Frida sits with her face down on the desk. Eddie dumps some files in front of her, waking her with a start.
You were asleep.
I was resting my eyes.
Well, these are acute admissions. Please tell me that was a power nap.
Tell them there is no room.
Go to bed.
Please find me one.
You are no help to anybody in the state.
I have to finish my portfolio. Clinical assessment, case-based study, deadline 6 p.m.
I found this tramp in my bed.
I was wondering where he got to.
It's compromising my PPPs.
Ooh.
Private paying patients.
Back then?
He is back.
I am back.
Back running Holby Care.
Yep, Holby Care needs me. So how's it going in this MASH unit?
Oh, yeah, Dunkirk spirit.
You're running this gig?
Locums in theatre.
It's a big ask.
We'll cope.
All right, well, you know where I am.
Oh, I need you to assess me.
Got my work cut out trying to impress Hanson.
There are no other consultants available.
Oh, so you thought you'd settle for Mr. Spence. Look, I'm tied up with a gastric band.
That I would like to see. If I miss my case-based discussion, Hanson will fail me. I have until 6.
All right, pick a patient. I'll get back when I can.
So, Cindy Barker, allogenic transplantation. Intriguing medicine, isn't it?
I'd like to be a part of it.
One for the big boys, I'm afraid.
Look, this training thing could be good for both of us.
What do you mean, this training thing?
Well, if I look good, makes you look good in Hanson's eyes.
I don't know what you've heard, but I need you to look after the ward.
Oh, come on, Mr. Griffin, just let me scrub in. You won't even know I'm there.
It is going to be crowded.
I'm sure we can find room for one more. After all, teaching is about opportunity. Unless you have any special objection.
None at all.
but it said through gritted teeth.
You need a wingman, someone to watch your back.
Don't play me, Greg.
Strictly professional. You, me, and 50 paying guests. What's going to happen?
I've ordered a heart assist device, so let's just keep our options open.
He had a transplant in Italy before I knew him.
Okay. This is Mr. Zappullo's
partner, Gina. How is he?
He's conscious.
I want to see him.
Sahira notices the dark-haired young woman's pregnant. Rick's at the nurse's station.
Donor pre-ops. What are Cindy's chances?
Her immune system has been severely compromised. I'd like you to recheck her blood cultures. I can always get in a specialist nurse.
I trained for this. I wanted to nurse her.
Okay. Give her mild analgesia if she needs it. Chantel, I'd like this ward running like clockwork.
No distractions.
No distractions, no idle gossip. Conversations between consultants are private.
I didn't think...
No, you never do. That's the problem.
Sorry.
She hurries after him.
Emergency stops and 3.10s.
I'm going to be a little tied up in theatre.
Okay.
Let's just concentrate on the job in hand, shall we?
A building site? You're trying to kill me too? More mio incosciente.
Just trying to provide for my child.
This is providing. When did you have the transplant?
17. The heart was enlarged. It couldn't do the job, so I borrowed a new one.
The native heart is just about holding up. The donor heart is damaged.
Can you repair it?
We don't know.
Cardiac output is starting to deteriorate. Dyspnea.
Okay.
Gallop rhythm.
We can evacuate the hematoma, consider an assist device, up the immunosuppressant.
No, please. If the borrowed heart is finished, then take it away. I'm tired of living like this.
Greg picks up on Sahira's concerned expression and follows her out.
Don't tell me you're seriously considering this.
I'm just not going to rule it out straight away.
Rafi called again.
You'd need a consultant.
Apparently your mobile switched off.
Can you get hold of Mr. Hope? Possible heterotopic transplant reversal. Get him to call me back.
And will your mobile be switched on for Mr. Hope?
A reversal is virtually unheard of. There are easier options.
His heart has had a long time to recover. No more anti-rejection drugs every day for the rest of his life. No more complications.
Yeah, apart from fiendish surgery.
He follows her into the consultant's office.
Groundbreaking medicine, to hell with the risks.
I could give this man his life back. I need you to trust me.
But this isn't about me.
Yes, it is.
He takes a step towards her. Then Sahira hurries out of the room. Frida and Eddie are going through patient files.
Okay, so dry gangrene. He needs vascular surgery.
No.
Latent TB, isolation. She's probably infectious.
I am awake.
I'm just checking. Suspected rectal ulcer, anal bleeding.
I will never get this thing finished.
Hey. We are not beaten yet. There is always the warm-up guy.
Give me one good reason why I should take him.
Symptoms are intriguing.
Hear about the doctor found a suppository in his top pocket. Says to his nurse, some bum's got my pen.
And he's driving me insane. And you're running out of time.
Okay.
She heads over to the balding, bearded man in his 50s.
Hello.
I'm Dr. Petrenko. Today is your lucky day.
Chantal's taking blood from Cindy's arm.
How many tests does she need? Not too many more. It's okay, sweetheart. There we go. Wasn't so bad, was it?
Had worse.
A lock of her hair comes off in her mum's hand.
My throat hurts.
Drink some water.
I can get it.
It's fine. Just let me look after her.
Just try and sit up.
Time out, Tinkerbell.
hold it for you.
Look, if this ward is running smoothly, I get to scrubbing in theatre.
You drop right in with Mr. Griffin.
Lesson learned, Princess.
Things are difficult enough today as it is. She was difficult to bleed.
You need help, you come and ask for it, all right?
I'm still waiting for Cindy Barker's bloods.
I know,
but we were just conferring.
You do want this transfusion to go ahead.
I'll get the samples fast-tracked.
Now, please.
Sahira enters the consultant's office to find Greg at her desk working on her computer.
Finishing your presentation.
I'm on top of it.
You haven't even done your projection graphs yet. I'm only trying to help.
Theatre's booked for 5.
We'll miss the members' dinner. If the prospect of my company is that intimidating...
It's the only time that Elliot can do.
This condition, FDC, it's inherited.
It can be passed on, yes.
Is there a test? I need to know.
So, looks like we're all good to go.
If we can rely on Nurse Lane to get the blood results back, then we'll see.
Mr. Hanson wants me in. You can't undermine him.
Well, that's rich. After the stunt you pulled.
Look, he's given me a chance to prove myself.
He's using you to prove a point.
Oh, Mr. Griffin, what is this? Back to me trying to fly while you continually ground me.
I'm trying to look out for you.
Please, you're doing this for your own agenda, not mine.
Be careful, Malik.
We work hard. We do our best. Why can't you just give us the benefit of the doubt?
Rick considers.
So, Rory, you a comedian?
Sport act. Best fluffer in the business.
No analgesic paresthesia. Perfect.
Gig tonight. Honing the routine. Could do with a gag to ease me in.
You're tingling in the legs?
Something topical. Sex is always good. A well-placed double entendre?
Maybe we should speak about your symptoms.
Same old jokes. Trick is to find a new way of telling him.
Do you smoke?
Only when I'm hot.
Frida's not amused.
Initial observation. Appalling bedside manner.
He was talking to me. Wiggle toes. Sharp pain?
Pins and needles.
Normal cranial nerves, normal sensation.
Tests?
FBC's using ease, glucose ESR.
Well, she may not be friendly, but she's certainly thorough. Your patient.
You are welcome.
I shouldn't even be here.
Relax.
I'm booked for a comedy showcase. Could be my big break.
You're 52.
Open mic auditions.
Something tells me they might be funnier without you.
Gina's having an ultrasound.
He looks perfect. Strong. We conceived a child. He never thought to warn me.
Well, maybe he didn't know how to.
Abraham is a dreamer. He sweeps you up with beautiful promises. He lays on the charm. And he hides behind it. Be alive. It always gets in the way.
No apparent VSD.
He's okay?
Well, the scan seems positive, but he'll need to take a blood test after he's born, just to be sure.
We hope for the best.
But don't worry, okay?
We need you.
Excuse me.
They hurry into HDU, where Abramo's in pain.
His hypertensive stats are dropping.
Cardiac output's falling. BP 93 over 64.
Bleeding out.
He's hypoxic.
What's happening?
Gina.
What's wrong with him?
Okay, BP's 80 over 55.
Need to get him into theatre.
Later in theatre, Abramo's chest is open, and Greg and Sahira are inspecting the two hearts.
There's a hematoma.
Oh God, that does not look good.
Any sign of Mr. Hope? The donor heart is severely damaged. We won't be able to save it. If we wait any longer, we'll lose him. The native heart is under too much pressure.
Where the hell is that assist device?
Not here, Greg. We need to make a decision.
Guess we need to do it the hard way.
Okay. Listen up, everyone. We're removing the donor heart. Scissors.
She flashes Greg an apprehensive look as she begins. Later.
Pump standing by, please. Let's hook him up. And on to bypass.
Nice one. Keep this up and we'll beat the traffic.
Up to full flow.
Ma'am?
Deliver cardioplegia. Cardiac output falling. Okay, let's remove the donor heart.
So you don't have TIA, no spinal injury. You didn't eat shellfish.
You are clutching at straws.
Eliminating options.
Test results.
Inconclusive.
Oh, which leaves us with?
MS myopathy, transverse myelitis.
Doctor, I can't feel my legs.
MRI, CK test.
Of course you can, I chopped your arms off.
Do not tempt me.
Got me a diagnosis?
I am working on it.
Interesting case. You better work fast.
You're supposed to be observing me.
Well, in case you hadn't noticed, Petrenko, we're pretty backed up. Three electives have canceled. And of course I'm needed in theater.
What about my assessment?
We'll think it through, work it out. Find us something to talk about.
Back in theater, Sahira's lifting out the donor heart.
Dish. Send it to pathology.
Shame to split them up after all these years. Sats are holding up.
He looks at her admiringly. In a corridor, Rick meets Michael coming the other way.
So he took you back?
Looks that way.
A consultant who had any self-respect would have gone quietly.
Well, I decided there was more to life than saving the faces of Miami matrons.
You almost ruined this hospital.
And yet it's still here, and so are you.
I don't know what Hansen's thinking of.
Well, he knows I share his vision. Foundation trust. Survival of the fittest. So where do you fit in?
Oh, I'll be here. Long after you've gone.
Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of Annalise. But I guess you have been too.
She took the kids to her parents for Christmas.
That's Annalise, always running out on people. Well, I'd love to stay here and commiserate, but I've got a waiting bariatric. Ooh, this woman is fat.
Rick walks off, fuming. Back in theater.
Ready?
Moment of truth.
Okay, take off bypass. Nice and slow, please.
The heart begins beating.
Sutures are holding.
It's working.
Got a bleed. Back onto bypass.
No, I can see it. Proline. Suction, please.
Sahira.
I can do this.
Heading to his office, Rick passes Cindy's teenage sister, Kay, who's leaning against the wall, chewing gum. He stops and fixes her with a reproachful look.
You are nil by mouth.
I'm hardly going to swallow it.
We will look after Cindy.
Does it mean they're putting to sleep?
The operation that you're having carries very little risk.
I'm not scared. I just don't want to do it.
Delicate touch and a bit of intricate needlework.
Come on, Abrana, help us out here, mate.
Okay. Cardiac output increasing. Vital signs look good. Heart seems to be holding its own.
It's working.
It's working. Okay, let's close him up.
Rick's with Kay in his office.
No one can force you to consent to surgery.
It's always Cindy. All Mum ever cares about.
I'm sure that's not true.
This thing, it takes over.
There's no room for me. If she just listened. Sometimes. Ninth birthday. Mum bought me a bike. I loved that bike. Cindy couldn't ride it. Delicate skin. So she got on. Made sure she fell off. Next day the bike was gone.
Kay, it's very fortunate for you to have an exact tissue match.
Anything we've got in common.
If this treatment works, it could change your sister's life.
So everyone keeps telling me.
It could change your life too.
It's too late. I've made up my mind.
Well, you pulled it off. I knew you would.
Had some help?
Pretty good save. Something to talk about at dinner.
Someone needs to stay with him.
Come on, Sarah. Don't do this. A few hours to talk, away from here. What are you afraid of?
Two kids. I don't see enough of them. A house, a home, a family.
It wasn't just a kid.
Greg, this ends now.
She walks out, leaving Greg looking concerned. Frieda's at Rory's bedside.
Paul walks into a bar.
I'm not Polish, I'm Ukrainian.
Cardiac arrhythmia. Orthostatic hypertension and fluctuating blood pressure.
Ukrainian walks into a bar.
I know what you need. Some new material. Viral infections. STIs.
Flu over Christmas. Just my luck.
Anything else you've neglected to tell me?
That Eastern Bloc emo look does nothing for you.
Okay. It is time you took this condition seriously.
The one you haven't diagnosed yet?
You are not going to the audition.
And whose fault is that?
You're a terrible comedian.
You're a lousy doctor.
Your jokes are older than you are.
Stuck in here, wasting time.
Get back into bed.
Oh, to be heckled by the likes of you.
What happened?
My legs. I can't move them.
He's collapsed on the floor. Hansen's at his desk.
Come in.
I need to talk to you.
Surgery went well today?
Yes, surgery was good.
A day of sterling curative endeavour.
Henrik, I'm pulling out of the members' dinner.
Are you?
My patient needs to be closely monitored.
Which is why he'll be moved to intensive care.
And I should be there.
Accomplished as you are, Miss Shah, this hospital can function without you. £10,000, the price of a life saved by the CTU.
So now we're costing mortality rates.
It's a random figure. There are circumstantial fluctuations.
CTU makes sound financial sense.
But with Darwin functioning healthily, perhaps funds could be better deployed elsewhere.
I rescued that bloody ward.
A victim of your own success.
I'm saving lives and saving you money.
And you're prepared to leave the presentation in the hands of Mr. Douglas? No. Unless potential donors see that crusading passion, the CTU is doomed. I suggest you consider your options.
In AAU.
Okay, we've got ascending paralysis, palpitations, dysthesia, and autonomic dysfunction, which gives us acute autoimmune inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, which is a Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Ticking all the boxes.
So I'm thinking lumbar puncture or EMG.
Dr. Petrenko would like to perform a spinal tap.
I just need to wait for Spence.
There isn't time.
No chance.
Under my supervision.
Not her.
You might have a very serious illness.
Anyone but her.
I am being assessed, so you're my guinea pig.
This intensive care, all for your benefit.
I need to diagnose you.
No wonder you're clueless. You're not even qualified.
Yes, and now I never will be, because today I had you to contend with.
At Cindy's bedside.
I signed the forms.
On her behalf.
She's 15!
It's still her decision.
She'll do as she's told. Blood cultures are clear.
I'm afraid that the procedure can't go ahead.
What are you playing
at? Look, I'm not prepared to have this conversation on the ward.
A bit late for that.
But you were happy to talk to her behind my back.
I'm acting in the best interests of my patient.
Which patient? Which patient was that, then? You're priceless, you are! Your sister needs you!
Kay needs to consent.
7 days of chemo, wiped out. You treat her like some kind of freak. 16 years I've given to Cindy. 16 years we've lived with this. You pimp her out, you play up a sympathy.
All right, that's enough.
If she got better, if she was normal, what would you do? Cindy.
No, 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 Cindy.
Calm down.
No, no, no. Move back.
Calm down, you're hurting yourself. Calm down.
Jeez.
400 milligrams of ibuprofen. Now, please, Mr. Malik.
Cindy. Just leave her. Are you happy now?
She shoves Kay out of the way as she storms off. Greg hands Sahira the finished pitch.
All it needed was a Douglas polish.
It's a bravo, again.
Bravo? It's Mr. Douglas, can you hear me?
His face, it was like a shadow.
Okay, BP's fine, slightly raised.
No arrhythmia. He was talking, his energy just fell away.
Try and move your arm for me.
Move. Looks like a clot, TIA.
TIA?
A stroke.
A stroke?
Okay, can you give the doctor some room, please?
Let's call a radiologist.
Abramo, parlami.
Pulse is dropping.
He's losing consciousness.
Crash trolley, let's get him intubated. This is you. You're to blame. Why did you have to indulge him?
Eddie brings a coffee over to where Frida's sitting.
So, seat taken. I was going to spend my break time smoking cigarettes, but
I was happy being a nurse. Bed baths and catheters and 4 a.m. vitals.
Yeah, all the little jobs I miss.
When I grow up, I want to be a nuclear physicist. White coat, clipboard, atoms and protons and magic numbers.
Poet. President. Or a concert pianist wouldn't be too bad.
Well, in the meantime, I guess you and I are just gonna have to settle for this place. I'll tell you one thing. You will definitely not make F2 sat in here on your ass. First rule of nursing. You get on with it.
Looking decisive, Frida walks off. Rick follows Malik into the consultant's office.
Oh, stupid. Irresponsible.
I should have spoken to a mother in this office.
But the kid was in pain.
You did your best.
I just wanted to help her.
I know.
Chances of finding another donor?
Change of mind. Patient's prerogative.
And to hell with the people she might inconvenience, huh?
Well, short of dragging Kay into theatre.
We pump her sister full of chemo, and then we send her home.
If the donor is having doubts,
then surely we spell out what's at stake.
Frida's with Rory.
I tried to stay away, but we're having way too much fun.
Your idea of an apology?
That's as good as it gets.
Eddie smiles as she watches from the nurse's base. Gina's standing at the window in the relatives' room. She turns as Sahira walks in.
The initial tests are cause for concern. He hasn't responded to stimuli. If it is a blood clot, there could be damage to the brain. He's in an induced coma.
Will he die?
We will keep him sedated and ventilated until we know.
Will he die?
I don't know.
Gina fights back tears.
Is there anyone you'd like me to contact?
You'd better call his wife.
Sahira looks taken aback. Rick emerges from his office, Cindy's mum sitting outside.
I'm sure Kay wants to help Cindy.
Does she?
She will come round.
She's as stubborn as I am.
Have you explained what will happen?
Skin grafts, morphine, open sores that never heal, people pointing fingers. Kay's lived through this. She's lived through all of this with me. You know, the first day Cindy was born, they wouldn't even let me hold her. Your child is in constant pain, reaching out for comfort, and you cannot pick her up.
Pam, have you talked to Kay?
Of course I have. Kay knows what'll happen. She knows Cindy might die if we don't do this.
Then why do you think she's saying no?
Miss Chance's story of my life.
It's better if you don't talk.
She drains some fluid from his spine into a glass tube.
Keep very still.
Luke watches her withdrawing the needle.
I think you can manage the plaster.
20 years, same old act. Smiling away, building up a sweat, giving them all the patter. We got a show lined up for you.
Okay. And you just turn on your back.
It's a bit topical to break the ice. Risque banter with the pensioners. Who am I fooling? They're never there for me.
Okay, deep breaths.
They're settling in, folding their anoraks, waiting for the talent to erupt.
Rory, you need to breathe. Help! I need some help here.
Mum tells me I'm brave. I'd rather be pretty. If I wasn't here, maybe they'd get on. They're only fighting because they care about you. Stuck in that house, the three of us. Sometimes I want to scream. What about your dad? He took off. Couldn't cope.
Kay turns to look at her.
I don't blame you for saying no. You were never allowed to play. That's what I miss most.
As Kay approaches Cindy's bedside, Pam walks in, with Rick following behind her.
I never thought that you might not want to do this.
You never thought to ask.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Still my decision, right?
Still your decision.
I'm doing this for Cindy. I'm not doing it for you. We need to get those dressings changed.
Shamey, how it's really done?
Half an hour and all. And that's without a bath to contend with.
One arm each.
Pam takes her place at the bedside, as Cindy looks at her sister warmly.
Respiratory arrest.
He's tachycardic.
It might be an extension of the Juby syndrome.
It's affecting his proximal muscles. Manual ventilation, please.
I knew I should have taken the tramp.
Course of action, Dr. Petrenko.
When you do intubate.
Laryngoscope.
Sats are falling.
Your patient.
She inserts the scope into his mouth.
Blade towards the right tonsil. Identify the tonsillar fossa.
I'm trying to.
Push until you see the epiglottis.
I can't see it.
Try again.
Pressure, please.
Pressure.
Tube. Sats are through the floor. Inflating. Let's get him ventilated.
All right, Petrenko, I'm back. Don't tell me he died on you. Okay.
Hi, Gigi. We need to move him.
Okay, what happened? I got here as quick as I could.
Yeah, I returned to Holby because you talked me into it.
Well, if I remember correctly, you were waiting tables.
Yeah, and now you're ruining my chances.
I was busy working.
I will never make this deadline now, and you will never change.
Frida, you need to pull your head out.
Ditto.
Listen, I am on probation. I got Hansen breathing down my neck, and I asked Dr. Hemingway to cover me. Now, I was doing you a favor because I thought you deserved it. My ward, CBD, 10 minutes.
Sahira catches up with Gina as she's walking out.
You lied to me. You made assumptions.
No, you told me that you were together.
I'm carrying his baby.
He's married. I am obliged to inform his next of kin.
He was never quite ready to leave her. Always some excuse. I thought if I got pregnant, you're just gonna walk away? If he dies, I have his child.
And if he wakes up?
He has a wife.
A dark-haired woman's arrived and is talking to Mary Claire at the nurse's station as Gina walks off. Chantelle emerges from Cindy's room.
How's she doing?
Slow healing wound, prone to infection. Likely to cause scarring.
I overreacted earlier.
Hardly matters now.
I would give you the driving lesson, but...
You're busy in theatre. I'll get Kay prepped.
Sahira walks into the deserted theatre, contemplating the empty table and idle equipment. Greg enters.
The odds were stacked against him.
What's the point?
Dead on arrival, if it hadn't been for you.
Maybe I'm deluded. Rolled out CTU is... it's wishful thinking.
You were brilliant in theatre today. CTU is where you belong. Are you really going to throw it all away?
He leaves her to dwell on his words. In theatre, Kay's on the operating table. Rick's presiding.
We're going to be inserting a needle into the cavity of the iliac crest. So we're going to need to make an incision in the lower back. 23 blade, please. More light, please. Mr. Malik, perhaps you'd like to begin.
He hands Malik the scalpel. Abramo's wife is sitting at his bedside. Hansen glances at him, then steps out of HDU and approaches Greg.
And how's Miss Shah coping with the setback?
Frustrated. After all her efforts to save the guy.
Sahira comes round the corner, groomed to perfection in a glamorous long white dress.
I'll take up some of the slack.
Ready?
You sure you're up to this?
Why wouldn't I be?
The future of CTU rests in your hands, Miss Shah.
I am well aware of that.
I've every faith in you. And I'll be in touch if there's any change.
We can practice the pitch in the car.
Hansen watches them walking off together with a bleak expression. Rick looks out of the stairwell window, smiling to himself as he watches Chantelle at the wheel of her car, bunny hopping along the road below. With a shrug of regret, he walks off down the stairs. Greg and Sahira are on their way out of the exit.
If we hurry, we can still make it. Quick shave and a change of trousers. I'm driving.
She slows down, hesitating, then picks up her pace to catch up with him. Pam's at Kay's bedside.
I've never seen you so quiet.
Kay's marrow is being processed and we can begin the infusion tomorrow. This isn't going to be a quick fix.
We'll manage. We always do.
Rick heads off. Looking a little drowsy, Kay holds out her hand and Pam takes it.
Go and see her.
Her eyes welling with tears, Pam leaves. Michael's interviewing Frida.
Were you thorough in your initial assessment of the patient?
Yes.
Care to elaborate?
You could have just told me I was being observed.
Let's just stick to the brief, please. Time's against us.
Do you think you communicated effectively with the patient?
I spoke to him when I needed to.
Yes or no answers only.
This is supposed to be a discussion.
And you are supposed to be showing me some clinical thinking. Was there anything more you could have done before you intubated the patient?
Yes, I could have referred him to a senior doctor, or I could have reached the diagnosis sooner.
And faced with this situation again, is there anything that you would have done differently?
I did my best. So did I pass?
Now there's a question. No, Hansen's eyes only. I'm sending him the email. Down to the wire. Maybe you should check to see if he got it.
My mother asked about you.
Your clinical strategy. I still have misgivings. And whenever appropriate, I shall air them.
And whenever appropriate, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I ran into Michael Spence today.
I see.
Henrik, you've got to be careful. You can't possibly believe that he's changed.
I am fully aware of the strengths and failings of Mr. Spence, as I am of yours, Mr. Griffin. There was never any doubt about your skills as a teacher today. Your team were a great credit to you. Dr. Petrenko.
You got the email. My CBD.
Received and duly noted.
Mr. Spence was busy. Tied up with two words. I was under pressure.
We always are.
In a plush hotel bar, smartly dressed people are mingling and Sahira's chatting to someone.
In touch.
Greg's standing with a glass in his hand, watching Sahira as she works the room.
Cause I know that you feel me so much.
Flashing a relaxed, professional smile, she shakes hands with more people. Greg looks on with quiet admiration. She moves over to chat to a couple of suited men, turning to catch Greg's eye as she does so. He smiles back at her.
And I don't want the world to see.
Hello. You should be working the room.
Happily what? Besides, he looks like he'd rather be talking to you.
Potential donor. Trauma Outcomes Project Extended Feasibility Study to explore and validate CTU.
You almost make it sound exciting.
Funding, Greg.
Well fed and well endowed. Looks like you found yourself a sugar daddy.
Thank you.
Oh, come on. If you got it, flaunt it.
Well, let's clear it with Hansen first.
Hanson's running Hobby Inc. You've just closed your first deal. I think this calls for another drink. When everything
feels like the patient goes to the doctor. Says, doctor, give me something to make me feel better. Doctor opens a drawer. This is the medicine for insomnia. This is the one for nervous breakdown. And also take this one for depression. Patient takes the bottle. And says, thank you, doctor. But do you have any other medicine rather than vodka?
It's all in the delivery.
Okay. Guillain-Barre syndrome. 8 out of 10 people will recover. 2 out of 10 will not. Potential long-term complications are tiredness, loss of balance.
I'm a stand-up comedian.
You're not the only one who blew it.
You did save my life. I know a doctor when I see one.
Michael runs into Hansen in a corridor.
Settling back in?
Yeah, no place like home.
You were on AAU today.
I was helping out.
Yes, that wasn't the deal.
Greg and Sahira are now at a table.
Okay, school days.
Hated school.
Irish rebel.
I bet you were precocious.
Me? Why would I be precocious?
A writer to know it all.
I was diligent. I wore glasses.
Glasses?
Thick NHS glasses.
I can't picture you wearing glasses.
Oh, no. Thanks. I should call home, actually.
Later. Come on. You've earned it.
Rick's sitting at his desk, going through the address book on his mobile. He brings up Annalise's number, then is distracted by Chantelle passing.
How'd it go?
I passed.
I knew you would.
Oh, thanks to you.
Well, I think you might have had something to do with it.
No more lessons.
No more lessons.
Difficult day.
Difficult Christmas.
Oh, Mr. Griffin.
You did really well on the ward today.
Me and Bex are going for a drink. Do you want to come?
Oh, that's really very kind
of you. Two-for-one cocktails.
Thank you. I'll pass. You have fun.
Okay. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll see you tomorrow.
We're going to a
pizza! Rick sits back down at his desk, looking preoccupied.
His cardiac output is Q.
Okay, so Q equals stroke volume multiplied by heart rate.
Okay. Body surface area.
BSA equals cardiac output divided by cardiac index. And I have had too much to drink. Why are you questioning me on medical equations anyway?
I like to watch you think. Surgery today. The way you face a problem. The way you work it out.
Well, CTU is a problem solved. Job done.
You're a brilliant, beautiful, gifted surgeon. Did I say beautiful?
Did.
You're too good to waste in Nottingham. Rafi? He's just the guy who puts people to sleep.
Greg.
I know. You've got it all. Everything to lose.
Looking into her eyes, he reaches out and takes her hand in his.
Tell me I'm deluded. And I'll let you go.
She pulls her hand away. Hansen's at his desk, reading Sahira's presentation.
Hansen. Yes, that's right, Mr. Zappullo. I see. Thank you for letting me know.
In the hotel corridor, Greg's walked Sahira to her room.
I'm just down the hall there.
Sure.
He turns to go.
Greg.
Yeah.
Thank you.
For what?
For making me remember who I am.
Anytime.
They come together and share a spontaneous kiss on the lips. Sahira takes her mobile out of her clutch bag and reads the text.
Transplant patient is off sedation, breathing unassisted.
Great. Good news. Thank you, Hansen.
See you tomorrow.
Sahira.
She closes the door, leaving Greg outside. He lingers for a moment, then walks off down the corridor to his room. She sits on her bed, looking sad and thoughtful.
You are the one who'd make me lose it all.
She closes her eyes, regret written on her face.
And you are the start of something new.